Welcome to installment 161 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains three commandments relating to the sacrifices. Positive commandment 89, that the Kohanim, the priests, shall consume the relevant sacrifices. Prohibition 145, that a sacrifice may not be consumed outside of the proper place. And prohibition number 148, or as other editions have it, 149, that a non-Kohen may not consume the most holy sacrifices, which are reserved only for the Kohanim. As we have discussed in the past few days, there are different categories of sacrifices, the kodesh kodeshim, or most holy sacrifices, and the kodeshim kalim, or the less holy, the less sanctified sacrifices. The most holy sacrifices, which are capable of being eaten, such as the sin offering, chatas, and guilt offering, asham, may only be consumed by the Kohen. The consumption by the Kohen of these offerings is a positive commandment, commandment number 89, which the Rambam derives from the book of Exodus, chapter 29, verse 33, V'ochlu eisam asher kupar bohem, that they shall eat them and thereby attain atonement. Furthermore, the Rambam quotes the Sifra, which brings out a wondrous, amazing idea behind the Kohanim eating these sacrifices. The Sifra relates that by the Kohanim eating the sacrifices, the owners of the sacrifices, the ones who actually brought these sacrifices, gain their atonement. That the owners gain their atonement through the Kohanim's consumption of the sacrifice. As the Sifra quotes from the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 17, relating to Aaron's non-consumption of a certain sacrifice, the verse states, Va'asa nosan lachem, that this sacrifice was given to you. Law says, Aven ha'edah, to bear with it the sin of the congregation, l'chaper aleihem, to atone for them, lifnei Hashem, before God. And the Sifra explains that since Aaron did not partake of the sacrifice, the owners of the sacrifice did not fulfill l'chaper aleihem, their atonement, because through the Kohanim's consumption, the owner themselves gains atonement. The Tzemach Tzedek explains in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Derech Mitzvah Secha, that the eating of the Kohanim was a much higher kind of eating than the eating of the altar. As the Talmud explains, there are two types of eating. The eating of a person, the Kohanim, and the consumption of the altar when it burned up the sacrifice. The Tzemach Tzedek explains, according to Chassidus, that the consumption of the altar is to remove the bad from the good, to purify this animal, which is presently a mixture of good and bad. And by purifying and taking out the bad, one is remained with good. The eating of the Kohanim, however, was a completely different type of purification. That since human beings are created in the image of God, the eating of the human beings by their physical eating arouses a supernal eating, so to speak, meaning a supernal influx and influence of holiness from God Himself. This is also the reason why the Kohanim make a blessing before they eat. Asher kiddushanam mitzvah v'tzivanu. They make a bracha, blessing, which literally comes from the word mavrich, to bring down. That through the Kohanim making the blessing, he brings down a tremendous amount of holiness down here into the physical world. And this influence and flow of holiness from the essence of God Himself, that is what accomplishes the atonement of the owners. That the Kohen's eating arouses this holy influence, and this holy influence is what brings the atonement. The Rambam also explains some of the basic differences between the most holy sacrifices and the less holy sacrifices. For example, the kodesh kodeshim, most holy, are only eaten during the day of their being offered up until midnight. However, other sorts of sacrifices, the less holy sacrifices, can be eaten for 2 days, including the entire night in between them. This is with the exception of the todah, the thanksgiving offering, and the el nazir that the Nazirite brings, which also are only eaten for 1 day and half of the night. In addition, the most holy sacrifices can be eaten only by male Kohanim, and not any members of their family. and certainly anyone who is not a Kohen. However, the minor sacrifices, the kochim kalim, may be eaten by women, the Kohen's family, and also the owners themselves get to eat certain parts of the sacrifice. The Rambam explains that the other things that the Kohenim eat, such as truma, are also considered to be a mitzvah. It is a commandment. However, it is not of the same magnitude as the commandment of eating the most holy sacrifices, the sin offering and the guilt offering. The Rambam nevertheless brings a statement of the Sifra, which explains that even the consumption of the less holy sanctified objects or produce, such as truma, which can be eaten anywhere else in the land of Israel, is itself compared to serving in the temple. That just as serving in the temple requires the washing of the hands beforehand by the Kohen, so too the eating of truma also requires washing of the hands. This commandment is explained with all of its details in the Talmudic tractate Zvachim. Prohibition 145 also relates to the eating of these most holy objects. They must be consumed within the sanctuary itself, and even in the city of Jerusalem, one may not eat a sin offering or guilt offering. This prohibition of eating them outside of the proper place derives from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 17. Which describes those things which leisucha lechol bisharecha, which may not be eaten in your gates, meaning those which may not be eaten outside of their specifically indicated sanctified place. And the verse includes in this list bekorcha betzeinecha, your cattle and your sheep. This explains the Talmudic tractate Makos is referring to those portions which the Kohen eats, which may only be eaten within the temple courtyard. If he eats them outside of the courtyard, he gets lashes for violating this prohibition. So too, even the less holy sacrifices, which may be eaten in the entire city of Jerusalem, once they are eaten outside of Jerusalem, also come within the purview of this prohibition. If a person who may eat the less holy sacrifices eats them outside of the Jerusalem wall, he also gets lashes, because this is also considered in your gates, that it is outside of the proper place. The final commandment of today's portion is a prohibition. Prohibition 148, or as listed in the Kapach edition, prohibition number 149. This is the prohibition of a non-Kohen eating the most holy sacrifices, the Kodshe Kodshim. The Rambam derives this prohibition from the book of Exodus chapter 29 verse 33, which states, "V'zor lo yechal ki kedesh heim." A non-Kohen may not eat them because they are sanctified. We can perhaps view this mitzvah in light of the explanation of the Tzemach Tzedek brought before. Since the purpose of the Kohen's eating is not merely to fill him up, but rather to accomplish the atonement for the owners, the one that brought the sacrifice, that through the Kohen's eating, he elicits an infusion and flow of holiness from above, that this can only be accomplished by a Kohen under certain conditions. A non-Kohen who eats this sanctified things, sanctified meat, is doing so without the proper purpose. He cannot accomplish the purpose of the creation and the purpose of this sacrifice. Therefore, he is strictly forbidden of partaking in such sanctified offerings. The Rambam says that the punishment for this violation is malchus, or lashes, but only upon certain conditions. First of all, it is only if he eats it in the temple courtyard. If he eats it outside the courtyard, he is violating another prohibition of eating a sacrifice outside of the proper place, and he therefore would get lashes for that prohibition. In addition, he only gets lashed for this prohibition if the blood has already been sprinkled in the proper place. However, if he eats the sacrifice before the blood has been properly sprinkled, then he gets lashed for eating from the sacrifice before the sprinkling of the blood. That before the blood is sprinkled, it has not attained the status of a regular sacrifice, and therefore he may not be punished under this prohibition. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718 778 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.